שירו לו, זמרו לו, שיחו בכל נפלאותיו. שירו לו, זמרו לו, שיחו בכל נפלאותיו. התעללו בשם קודשו, התעללו בשם קודשו,
בוקר טוב.
Good morning. First of all, we want to bless the Netanya group, welcome them here. We're hosting them this morning lesson. And good morning to the whole world Kli. The work above reason should be unconditional surrender. That is, one should take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven above reason. A person should say, I want to be a servant of the Creator, even though I have no idea about the work, and I feel no flavor in the work. And in any case, I am willing to work with all my might, as though I have attainment and feeling and flavor in the work. And I am willing to work unconditionally. At that time, a person can go forward, and then there is no place for him to fall from his state, since he takes upon himself to work even when he is placed right in the earth, since it is impossible to be lower than the earth. And this is, as it is written, a generation goes and a generation comes, and the earth forever stands. Nobash, Volume 2, Article 24. Workshop question. What internal and external conditions do we need to set ourselves so that we could subjugate ourselves and be servants of the Creator? Again, the question. What internal and external conditions do we need to set ourselves so that we could subjugate ourselves and be servants of the Creator? Good luck.
There are many conditions, but right now the emphasis is on one condition, to constantly depict and act a state of above reason.
Other than the work, as he said, other than working, there's no condition. It doesn't matter to me if I see I'm doing enough or not. It doesn't matter. I'm working.
Maybe to make it more precise, all of the external conditions must constantly bring me back to the inner condition of working above reason. And that way you can keep making it more precise if you see that there are certain things that bring me back to this inner work.
We need to constantly make sure that the importance of the work we're doing, of walking above reason, of preferring internality to externality, so the importance of that is always high, to lift it in the estimation of the society and to make sure that it's expressed.
I think that the condition for success in going above reason is to have the understanding of what is the basis that you were working on, What are you asking in return for your exertion, and how does it accumulate in the collective effort?
I think that subduing ourselves means to act out the corrected state. It's also called walking above reason, going above reason, because in that state I don't connect to who I am right now, but rather I connect to the group, to the Creator who is within it. And so it truly elevates us to the next degree. Yesterday morning we heard a very clear and detailed, very practical explanation about how the construction of reality, formation of it, the degrees, obligates us to walk above reason. That's the method. So that's what we have to do, to annul ourselves and our reason and to go with the reason of the upper one towards the corrected state.
This question, well, we can talk about it all the time. Our whole path is about how to arrange the inner and external conditions in order to be the servant of the Creator. Well, let's say in externality, it's the entire framework. You know, it's the morning lesson, all the tasks, and internally to try to aim it as much as possible towards the goal. But really, we can talk about it for hours here.
Yes, we need to continue every day to organize ourselves living into two degrees. On one hand, we have our feet firmly planted on the ground. We know our nature. We get to know it more and more. And on the other hand, on the other side, we add more meat to this picture of the group, corrected and whole and connected group, that I enter into and integrate into it like sperm in the womb.
That our reward is the work. Our reward is the work. The fact that we're continuing without placing any conditions. This is our only form of expression to express how important the goal is for us, how important the friends are for us, that they will reach the goal.
Yesterday we talked about how in the lesson it's seemingly easier because you have a lower coarseness as opposed to when you go out to the wide world. And on the other hand, I saw that, well, in the lesson you're being directed and then you go out to the world with what you took from the lesson. So let's move together into the center of the ten and with that inertia to continue to the rest of the day. So let's now take every moment of these 3 hours as an opportunity for the work during the day.
And we will be able to reach the center of the ten if we will constantly prefer the benefit of the friends to our own self-benefit. If we prefer the benefit of the Creator to our own self-benefit. And if we will constantly push this thing forward, then we will be able to tune ourselves correctly.
Yes, so that the internal and external conditions I want to have is what I need to concern that, make sure that the friends have. To hold oneself in the correct direction, equivalence of form with what we're doing here.
And I don't even think that we have to engage in subjugating ourselves. We have to engage in making the goal greater, making the society greater, making the Creator, the quality of bestowal, greater. And out of that, it stems that you are going to go for it. You try to subjugate yourself. If you try to subjugate yourself, you're only increasing your ego.
Yes, and I don't set any condition. I just flow along with the friends. And what needs to be done in externality, that's obvious, it's well known. We've been learning that for years, and what to do internally, that will come. But I don't set any condition in regards to how I accept what's happening. I just flow along with the friends.
We need to live in the gap more and more to feel how we are growing, specifically out of the fact that on the one hand, as Roy yesterday coined this term, a bag of garbage. On the one hand, it's a bag of garbage. On the other hand, we're included in a group and we discover life there, an upper life. And we are built in this struggle between this and that.
In 17 seconds left for the conditions. So, primarily to let the light work.
Lie, 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 lie